WildTalkRadio.com.
The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink, wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
It's me. It's that D-O-double-G.
This is Michael Shane.
I'm Al Snow, former WWE superstar.
You'd be a fool if you don't check out WTI Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online pro wrestling sports entertainment.
Is there something you want to tell us?
Wrestle Talk Radio.
Well, isn't that just a cat's ass?
Bringing to you everything in the world of professional wrestling.
I know. It's difficult to hear with your head up your ass.
With your hosts, Tim Stein.
Alright, all those who are getting some hands up.
The Omega.
It's funny when friends get hurt.
Heartbreak Mike.
Michael, you're so bad.
And the producer, Sir Rockin.
Every day, I am here with my heart on my sleeve.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
For those of us who aren't, you enjoy this moment.
And on the free TuneIn app on your mobile device.
Oh, it plays records and 8-tracks? This thing's like right out of the future.
Hey everybody, this is Biff Naked.
Hi, this is April Hunter.
Hi, this is Christy Annie. This is the one, the only Knockout, Tracy Brooks, and you are listening to WTR Sunday Night.
WTR Sunday Night.
I'm starting to notice something about you.
You're still here.
And welcome, everyone, to another edition of WTR Sunday Night, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. There's currently a great war going on, but this is a wrestling show, so we're actually going to cover wrestling.
What's amusing is it started in a ring, it went backstage for pre-recorded segments, and now it's back in a ring.
Oh, that's just special.
It's the Great War.
Sure.
Oh God, we have barbed wire now. We had fire, now we have barbed wire.
The sad thing is the barbed wire is closer to an actual wrestling match.
Especially when Abyss is holding it.
Mm-hmm.
Hashtag vintage TNA. By the way, remember this theme?
Yeah.
Very
back when Christian actually had a chance at something.
No, it's back when Christian had a last name.
Oh, right.
I think you want to introduce everybody now.
Yeah, I do. So this is the Omega, the be-all, end-all of our network. Joining me tonight, we have Heartbreak Mike.
What's up, everybody? Heartbreak Mike here. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
No one else? Are you partaking in the Great War?
No.
Don't blame you. And, of course, at the head of this train wreck, the one and only Tim Stein.
Yeah, good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. And I am partaking in a different kind of war. It's the NHL preseason, the Winnipeg Jets squaring off against the Calgary Flames right here on Fire on Ice. Winnipeg up 2-0 in the second period. However, Calgary has a power play. Oh, wait a minute. Wrong show.
But coming soon.
Fire on Ice returns. I thought Matt was going to show up in the chat room with a painfully obvious username. Where is he?
He'll be here.
He'll be here. He'll be here.
He'll be here at some point because he eventually shows up.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, so there's the announcement. It looks like I found myself a co-host, and we're actually going to be doing a hockey show this winter during the NHL hockey season. For those of you who like sports ball on ice.
Sports puck on ice.
Yeah, sports puck on ice. I was just trying to, you know, like, make it understandable for Omega because he doesn't follow sports balls.
Nope.
Unless it's Pokeball.
I wouldn't classify that as a sport.
Probably not, but some people, seem to act like it is.
Some people do. Some people do.
It's time to throw more sticks into the fire as Fire on Ice continues on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
God, that's an oldie, but an oldie.
At least we have production.
at least the production values are like like they always are right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. So, yeah, last week was a pay-per-view?
Yeah.
Next week's a pay-per-view?
Yeah.
What the hell?
It's a thing.
Well, wait a minute. Isn't there a pay-per-view tonight?
I'm currently watching it.
That's what they're calling it.
That's what they're calling it. Are they making any money? And where is that money going?
You ever see the South Park meme where they're typing into a computer where the money is going, and it's gone?
No, I haven't seen that one, but I've seen the underpants bandits one. Steal underwear, ? Profit.
You want to know where the money went? It went to buying Gail Kim a really cheap watch for her Hall of Fame.
Because it's a really cheap Hall of Fame.
But you can go back and listen to the Rock where she talks about her induction to the Hall of Fame right now at rockradioshow.com.
Okay, that was just a cheap way to get a cheap plug, and yeah.
Yep. And there'll be many more shameless plugs, like tune in Tuesday afternoon for a special edition of The Rack featuring Nikki and Brie Bella.
Oh, Lord.
On Tuesday afternoon?
On Tuesday afternoon, a special podcast will be available to download with Nikki and Brie Bella.
And that's a genuine plug, ladies and gentlemen. You can catch The Rack special edition because Nikki and Brie Bella actually wind up appearing sort of on The Rack.
Not sort of, they do.
Well, sort of, because it's not going to be live and shit.
That's why it's called a podcast.
Yeah. Yes. So you know how it goes.
Yes, check it out Tuesday afternoon. The Bellas wins on The Rack.
Absolutely. But that being said, tonight we're talking about other stuff going on in the world of professional wrestling right here on what we call WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio. This is not really all that funny, but... there's some kind of ironic style humor in it, only because he's not seriously ultimately injured. The sad and bad thing, Jamie Noble this past week got stabbed outside of his mobile home after getting into an altercation with three different individuals. It's a result of road rage. You guys hear about this?
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently Noble accidentally cut a guy off in traffic. They followed him home. He got out of the car and he was apologetic and he tried to apologize, but one thing led to another and, the driver of the, car that was cut off, decided to get physical. Didn't realize who Jamie Noble was. JB basically, you know, brought all of his wrestling skills to the foreground and, dropped the guy. And that led to the other two guys in the car coming after him and one of them stabbed him. He was, treated at a local, emergency room. He's gonna be just fine. Not anything major. And, that being said, you know, like best wishes to Jamie Noble in recovering from this, this horrible, horrible thing. Man, that sucks. Road rage is just out of control.
Ugh. Rage.
It no, reminds it, me. Oh, sorry, go ahead, Amanda.
No, I was gonna say, I don't have much to say. It's a disgusting situation.
Yeah, it is. It is. It just brings to mind a situation. Now, everybody who pays any kind of attention to this little Sunday night webcast might remember that I am very closely connected to former TNA star Hotshot Johnny Devine. And when he was a member of the Paparazzi, when he was still in TNA, you know, back when TNA was watchable, he was stabbed outside of an Atlanta nightclub. Do you guys remember that?
No, it's so far back TNA was watchable.
Yeah, this was like around 2005 or early 2006. He was, he got into an altercation and, shortly after recovered and, he was here in Calgary. He came over to, you know, my home studio and we had a little talk about it and, he was all really, jovial about the entire situation. And, he referred to the two guys that attacked him as Bonehead number one and Bonehead number two the entire time. Related everything that happened and, not to tell any tales out of school, but, it's a case of now he's, Devine lost a little bit of his intestine over this entire thing. And, it's a case of when you get that urge to go, I know you know what I'm talking about. You usually have a few minutes warning before you have to make it to the porcelain, throne. Well, in Johnny's case, when he's got that urge, he's got to be gone like then because, having lost a little bit of his intestine, he doesn't have that much lead time between feeling it and then, it happening. He's able to make jokes about it. He's been able to make jokes about it since he's recovered. But at the time, I remember hearing about it, and I was really scared for him because it really, really, really sounded really bad. And I'm just hoping that this is a case of it wasn't as bad, and like he just had to get stitches. I haven't heard anything further about this with Jamie Noble. I don't know if you have.
Mm-mm. Haven't heard what his condition is, how severe the damage was.
Anything like that. So I'm resisting the urge to crack really bad jokes about, you know, the actual, you know, mobile home park.
No. No, a guy got stabbed because two idiots were fucking assholes. There's no joke to be made here.
Yeah. So, you know, when you're behind the wheel of a car, maybe drink a little bit less coffee, people. There's absolutely no reason to get as nuts as I have seen. Like, I've seen it driving in this in my city in Canada.
Oh, I've seen your Canadian driving shows. I know how bad the drivers get.
Oh, don't tell me you've seen episodes of Canada's Worst Driver.
Most of the series.
Oh my God. Yeah, are you, those people are paid to drive badly. Come on. It's a reality show. But anyway, that said, yeah, you know, I don't know. 20 years ago, road rage was this, oh my God, it's shocking. Oh, and it didn't really happen that often. And it was two people yelling at each other out a window. And everybody was shocked over that. I guess, I don't know, progression of time. It was just a matter of time until stuff like this wound up happening.
As you know, it's America. It's all about the escalation. You know, I don't know.
So, yeah. Like I say, best wishes to Jamie Noble and recovering from his stab wounds. Absolutely ridiculous. There's a TNA pay-per-view going on right now called, what, Bound for Bankruptcy?
It ain't Glory.
Yeah, well,
it's
technically.
Not glorious.
Yeah, it's not glorious. It's called Bound for Glory, but.
There might be a few glory holes involved in paying for it, but other than that.
Oh, is Dixie involved?
No. Trying to make money, God.
Okay, that was mean.
No, I've been catching shit on Twitter all week because if you love wrestling, you should root for all wrestling. You shouldn't root for a company to go under. The best thing that could happen to most of the talent in there would be for that company to go under. Get them away from those poisonous contracts and actually let them parlay some of that stardom into an actual paycheck they can count on.
Yeah.
Or God,
so in other words, put them to NXT.
Well, that's the thing. That's the thing. Like, you know, if Dixie hadn't held on, if Dixie hadn't pulled yet another trick out of her, you know, vacuous, bottomless ass, they would actually have, like, they would most likely, it would be under WWE ownership right now, and they would have a shot at being in NXT.
Just stupid.
Like, at the very least, like, it's clear, all she cares about is still maintaining the company, you know, cause she could have sold out to Corgan and he could have attempted to salvage something out of it. Apparently wouldn't do that. She could have sold it to WWE just to make sure the talents were protected. Didn't do that. All about Dixie. All about her, cause there's no way she's actually the problem.
Oh, it can't be Dixie. I mean, just ask her. She'll tell you she's not the problem. So. Yeah, I guess TNA, they're looking for a buyer, or are they looking for a buyer or an investor?
Looking for a miracle.
Thank you.
Matt Bennett is not cutting it.
I heard that, Billy Corgan doesn't want to sink any more money into it unless he's actually, allowed to buy the company. And that's a case of he's got to be given the damn thing and he'd rebrand it and the whole bit.
It's what it needs. I mean, the name alone, TNA, is so toxic at this point. You wouldn't get anyone to support it. It's why it's so hard to get money for it now.
Well, miraculously get really good and watchable starting tomorrow. And because it's TNA, I would be loath to tune in and check it out just because of the name. You're exactly right. It's toxic. And I don't know why people like Dixie Carter, and it's not just Dixie. I mean, there are people out there who are so pigheaded and stubborn, they can't get it through their thick skulls that all they're they're trying to pass off a dead horse, right?
It's just some things where there's just some businessmen in this country that are just so awful at what they do, but they really have so much ego built up in their heads, they want to convince everybody they know what they're doing. See our current presidential campaign.
That's why she's not a businessman.
No, she's a fraud is what she is.
She's a dumbass.
She's not done any business since she took over that company.
Well, you know, back when it was worth talking about, well, yeah, anyway, more topical than it is, I guess, more relevant. It was speculated very heavily that Dixie's family got TNA for her, you know, as a toy. It was a toy for Dixie. Turned out to be a very expensive toy. Unless you're Zeb Coulter, according to Zeb Coulter, TNA is listed for sale on eBay with a reserve price of $200. Apparently Zeb Coulter has bid $201 for it.
Rip off.
Who did he rip off?
He didn't rip off anybody.
Oh, you're saying that the $200 is a rip off, the amount they're asking for.
You got that little part at the bottom of the eBay auction under all like the shippings and the terms and conditions. It's like, you know, like auction may also include tens of millions of dollars of debt.
Okay. See, that part I didn't see. I just saw the tweet.
That is one of the things why, like, it's a miracle anyone wants to buy TNA. Uh-huh. Whether it's Corgan or Vince McMahon just buying the tape library. Because whatever he'd pay for the company, he'd make back on a 3-disc anthology of AJ Styles instantly. However, not happening yet. I don't know why, and the longer this goes and the more time she pulls this trick, the fewer people are actually going to be willing to open up purse strings, because it just keeps happening. Mm-hmm. There has never been a turnaround point, no matter who it is. Nobody has gotten their investments back with her.
Vince, buy it, give it a Triple H. Need I say more?
Well, they tried that with WCW, and they were going to, you know, air quotes, give it to Shane, but they couldn't find anybody to actually take on WCW. Was that because there was nobody else interested, or because WCW had developed enough toxicity that they couldn't talk anybody into it?
Column A, column B.
A little bit of both.
Yeah.
You don't have much room in television for professional wrestling in the first place. The reason it was on Turner stations for so long is because Turner was a huge wrestling fan.
Yeah.
Any other station probably would have canned it long before that, either because of expense or because of declining ratings. But yeah, it's also because, yeah, just like TNA, eventually the brand name just got toxic. And you look at the pay-per-view buys leading into that, like, you know, going into like the later years of like Sin and Greed, and it's just painful to look at.
Very much so. However, you know, the name McMahon and the fact that it was WWE. Now, back then, was WWE still on USA, or had they moved to Spike by then? I forget.
USA. No,
they were still on USA.
Yes. Yeah.
And, you know, here I'm thinking, why were there any reports at all that they had talked to Spike TV about putting WCW on Spike? It had already become Spike by then. I don't remember hearing it.
I don't either. Like, all I can remember is fan speculation that it was going to be run as a second brand. I don't remember any actual attempts to do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it led to the original brand split, SmackDown versus Raw, because they wanted it to be WWE versus WCW. I'm almost surprised that they didn't just like kill SmackDown and call it WCW and run that on Thursday nights.
You might have had issue with that. I don't think a TV network really is all that down with you completely rebranding one of your shows.
No.
Especially at the time. Was that, God, who had SmackDown at the time? Was that UPN?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh my God, what's UPN?
I think when UPN was on, nobody knew what UPN was.
Yeah, no kidding.
It was that one wrestling channel that wasn't the other wrestling channel.
Yeah. Well, okay, instead of killing SmackDown, why not just amend the name? Call it WCW SmackDown. Just add WCW to the beginning of it. Do you think that might have worked?
It might have been better if, well, here's the thing. Even if that's what you did, even if you actually went that far, what you had before would not have worked.
Because
in the end, they pulled off the invasion thing well before they should have. Like, they didn't bring in the big stars. They didn't have Bischoff or Hogan or Sting or Flair or anyone that would have made that a big deal. They had the B squad.
It was a very, very weak story. And it was way buggered up.
Yeah. Like, if they just sat on it until they could have gotten all of those talents together and gotten the big names to make it, like, that should have been the golden age of wrestling. That should have been, like, dream match after dream match after dream match. Every single pay-per-view would have been something you'd never seen before. Every single one would have been one of those who would have won matches. You would have had Sting and Undertaker when both were far closer to their prime. You would have had... You could have had Shawn Michaels versus Sting. You know, you could have had, you know, God, you can't go down the list because back then there was just too fucking many.
Mm-hmm.
But they rushed it and lost everything. And nobody came out of the invasion angle looking good.
Yeah, no, this is true. Would it have been possible to put all of the, former WCW talent on SmackDown?
Like I said, if they had waited, yeah. You probably could have gotten away with something like that. They didn't.
Can't help but wonder why they couldn't wait. Why they had to be so forceful with pushing that through and rushing it off.
Because Vince wasn't concerned about making money with the invasion. He knew it would make money just because it was WCW versus WWE, no matter who was on the marquee.
Yeah, with ECW thrown in for good measure.
No, that was done because Vince wanted to prove, hey, look, I killed my competition. Outright.
Which everybody who's a fan of professional wrestling laments. For about 2 years, TNA was not an actual threat, but a threat in potential. It was up and coming. It was on the rise. And it was getting good. And, oh, hey, shit, you know, one of these days Vince is going to have to watch out. Then they got goofy. And they tried too hard to be too different. Seriously, the six-sided ring, the first time they introduced that, were people absolutely taken by it? Well, it was different. Let's check it out and see what's going on. But what I saw with the six-sided ring was stupidity. Just a dumb gimmick that they held on for way too long. Do you agree?
I didn't mind the six-sided ring so much.
No?
No, like, because one thing about pro wrestling is, you know, no matter how many TV shows you have on, they're all going to look the same. It's going to be the same hard cam looking at the ring from the same angle, and everything's pretty much going to be the same except for the ropes and the drapes.
Yeah. Mike, you're going to say something?
No, I agree with everything that Omega said. Like, same angle, same everything. But the thing of it was that six-sided ring, it actually meant something. And you really never see anything like that. They try to think outside the box. They had it. They had one job. And then they had one job.
You had one job.
No, TNA's failure came from, well, at first it was all about let's be different, let's be unique. And then at some point it was, no, let's just be WWE. Because it wasn't very long before they went, no, we're going to go from like the weekly pay-per-view format that's always bringing in money to 12 big pay-per-views a year. Just like WWE. Like, WWE didn't start with that, you know. They worked up to it. No, it's right from the get-go.
Yeah. Well, what can you do? If you had a whole bunch of money lying around and didn't have to worry about the debts, would you consider buying TNA? I get that reaction a lot whenever I bring that up.
Buy TNA. Vince, I'll trade you for a contract. Contract's worth more than TNA.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah, I'd be the same. Can I come in and be someone's manager?
There you go. Well, TNA wound up, they were having some troubles actually finding the funds to pay for tonight's Bound for Glory, never mind next week's TV tapings. But some mystery person apparently stepped up and fronted them the money to make sure that tonight went off without a hitch. Any idea from any of you guys who that could have been?
Paul Heyman. I'm just kidding.
That'd be funny, but no.
Ted Turner.
Somebody's been reading kayfabe news.
I saw that headline on my Twitter.
What was that I think it's Sinclair Corporation. The guys that that fund ROH.
Sinclair wanted it for a little bit. There's also the company the Harris brothers slash neo-Nazis want.
I mean, for $600,000, who can actually fund it besides WWE and Sinclair?
Well, $600,000 when you're talking, you know, to multimillionaires is not a terrible drop in the bucket.
Trump.
Even Trump's not that dumb.
Well...
Okay, pretty fucking dumb. Okay, I'll grant you that.
Okay. Mike Quackenbush.
Now, where's the guy who won the lottery and started his own shitty wrestling promotion?
Who was that?
I know. All I remember is the name Wrestlicious and a horrid shitty women's wrestling gimmicks.
Wasn't that like some 22-year-old kid?
Yeah.
Yes.
If that. I remember I interviewed that SOB. And he knew nothing. He was a bigger mark for himself than wrestling. The kid was a moron.
So we found TNA's backer.
Quite possibly. Just some hormonally charged kid that lucked into a whole bunch of lottery money and said, ooh, let's make girls fight each other.
Ooh, piece of candy.
I heard that WWE wanted TNA's library, so they were trying to buy the library, but they didn't want to buy the company.
Vince ain't stupid.
Well, you know, you stop and think about it. If WWE is able to acquire TNA's library, all of a sudden, everybody's bio on WWE gets a lot bigger, for starters.
Austin, Xavier Woods, Bobby Roode.
A lot of NXT.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit, some NXT guys.
Samoa Joe, like all of these guys that spent so much time in TNA would actually have their earlier career acknowledged and recognized.
There's almost part of me that goes, you know, if this is all they want, have Corgan buy the company and rebrand it however he wants, start from the ground up, and let WWE have the video vault.
SPW? Well,
yeah, what was the name of that indie wrestling fed that Corgan started up?
Smashing Pumpkins Wrestling.
Really?
No. I think Mike's pulling your leg. He's just being a smartass. Well, he's being an ass.
He's doing business with Dixie Carter. I would not
use the word
shocked.
Smart.
He's being scammed by Dixie Carter. I wouldn't be shocked.
Bamboozled.
There's a good word. Yeah, whatever it was, he did pretty well with that. He was pretty successful with it. And let's face it, Smashing Pumpkins money is pretty damn good money. I think they made millions.
Oh, and yeah, made still, millions, but they were also rock stars in the 90s.
Yeah, well, they're still making millions. And so there's all that money that's still coming in. But the same thing, being a rock star in the 90s is nothing compared to having been a rock star in the 70s. Read a book. What is the resistance to selling to Billy? Is it because he wants to rebrand the thing?
It's ego.
And his knowledge.
Because I guarantee you, Billy knows more about wrestling than Dixie.
Selling out means Dixie has failed. It means she's a failure as a businesswoman. She's a failure as a wrestling promoter.
And she'd have a bit of a hard time accepting that.
No. Anything she can do to hold on. No. Trust me, 3 more months of TV tapings and it'll turn around.
Sure.
And we will be back here in 3 months to learn, you know, how much more debt TNA has and how many more people are not willing to buy it.
Yeah, you can only snow job the general public for about 10 years with that crap before they wise up.
Even that's a depressing number.
Tim, you should go buy TNA.
Yeah, Mike, you should give me $10 million.
About that. Can't.
Well,
you had one job. I'm sorry, like, I understand that we're all quiet, but it's like, Dixie, you had one job. One job. Screwed it up. Just give it to Vince. Just give it to Vince.
No, hire Sting again. That'll work great.
Stop it. If they couldn't afford Cody Rhodes anymore, what makes you think that they're gonna bring back Sting?
Well, wait a minute. Isn't Cody and his wife backstage right now at Bound for Glory?
Yeah, short-term contract.
Yeah. Reports say that they're there.
They had to change that contract because,
Yeah, short term might only mean a few weeks.
Yeah, I was just told by somebody that I should buy TNA. Listen, I'm in enough debt right now because of bad asshole partners. No, The answer is no. So, anyway, wow, holy cow. We've been yapping for about 40 minutes. I think it's time for our first time out of the evening, everybody.
Woohoo!
Yeah, you're listening to WTR, Sunday Night Roast Talk Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. As mentioned, next week is SmackDown's No Mercy pay-per-view. That means tonight we're going to be doing No Mercy Pick'em, so stay tuned for that one. That being said, we'll be back right after this.
Of Total Bellas. Join us each week as we review the latest happenings going on in the world of the Bellas.
I feel like I'm trapped, like you're trapped. Living in a padded cell.
Check out the Rack Extra, Total Bellas Weekly at WildTalkRadio.com and RackRadioShow.com.
This fall, while some will be voting for the wife of the man who stained a dress,
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
While some will be voting for the unrepentant narcissistic asshole,
is they'll say, oh, Trump is chicken. What, them four of them? And according to every online poll, I won every one of them. Now, when I turn on the television and I listen to these, you know, the talking heads who are not smart people at all, they call them elite. My education's better than any of them. I'm smarter than they are.
We urge you to find another party, the CB Radio Party. This fall, our candidates will give you the reasons for why they should be president of the CB Radio Party.
And pretty much the sovereign nation of, while she was sleeping, I said, I must protect the Commonwealth of the intelligent people. I said, yes, I will face you, jobber.
All hail El Presidente.
Hello, jobber.
Tune in Saturday nights, midnight-ish Eastern, for the great CB radio debate only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
All hail El Presidente, lone jobber.
No animals were harmed in the documentation of this invasion? Oh my Jesus. No.
He didn't tell me animals were involved. Why are animals involved?
The Great War is upon us.
This is how every zombie movie begins.
WTR Riffs presents Delete or Decay.
Like, seriously, if three juggalos rocked up to my house and eyed my kid, I would not resort to a Roman candle.
It's Starsguard!
God.
Dilapidated boat! Dilapidated boat!
He killed Joseph Park, you bastard!
Available now at wildtalkradio.com.
No animals were physically harmed. Emotionally, though, they're forever scarred.
They've been scarred for life.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
I didn't just make headlines last night. I turned the WWE Universe... upside down.
To the shocking moments.
The last time you and I together, we were in Brooklyn on Monday Night Raw. It was me, you, Rusev. Remember that? That was an amazing night. And then remember, you came to my hotel room and surprised me that night. Yeah, that was crazy. Remember that? And you told me you didn't want to be with Rusev anymore. You said he was big, he was hairy, he smelled like rotten testicles. And we did those special exercises. You showed me how to do the one-legged Russian vacuum. Yes! Remember I showed you how to do the Wisconsin wheelbarrow? Hey, we were just talking about you, kinda. And you guys still together? I heard you broke up.
We're actually engaged to be married.
You engaged to be married? Mazel! That's fantastic news! You got a hell of a woman here. She's flexible as all hell. Whoa! I mean, it's amazing!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
My name is Bo, and I'm here to say Flo Rida's disrespectful in a major way. You sucker punched my friend in WrestleMania 28, but I'd be upset too if I was named after this awful stain.
Oh, you got fired!
You need to channel your negativity in a more productive manner. You hold an ace high, but I have a full house. Like, my name is Danny Tanner.
Oh! Oh!
Bo! Please!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Tuesday, Iraq is in for a Bella invasion. The stars of E's reality series, Total Bellas, Bri and Nikki, join the show to talk about all things Bellas.
Ryan and I got into our first fight, and that was crazy because I didn't realize that you fought with brother sister-in-laws like the husband. I guess you do. We're very different people, but at the end of the day, we still, you know, we love each other. But it's just been amazing to be back and to be on SmackDown Live.
Listen to the special edition of The Rack this Tuesday afternoon, available at wildtalkradio.com and rackradioshow.com.
I'm just so excited to eventually share our panties with the world.
Hey everybody, this is Joseph Park from Impact Wrestling, and you're listening to the Wild Talk Radio Network.
And welcome back to WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. And also free on your mobile device via TuneIn. The TuneIn app, download it absolutely 100% free. Get it on your mobile device. Search for Wild Talk Radio Network. Listen to us wherever the hell you are. Just that easy. Just that simple. So get it. Got it? Good. All right, so I made another brand spanking new intro for tonight's show. Did the That 70s Show, guys. That 70s Show is coming to Raw tomorrow night. Well,
how little shits I give.
Yeah, not really. Ashton Kutcher and Danny Masterson, who were on this That 70s Show, and now they're in the starring on the sitcom The Ranch, are actually appearing. Now this is a cross promotion, obviously. To get some hype for their TV show. I haven't seen it. I don't really have any interest in seeing it. I don't see these guys showing up tomorrow night changing that for me.
As long as they don't spend the entire promotion, the entire promo segment hawking their own brand of wine, they won't be the worst guests ever.
Well, it could be funny. I mean, Kutcher's got some comedy chops, and Danny Masterson, he's always been funny ever since I first saw him on an episode of Roseanne. But, it'll be kind of interesting to see if they do it right. They're going to be playing opposite Jericho and Owens. So I've got my hopes up a little bit because it's Jericho and Owens.
That's going to be good.
So am I getting my hopes up? Only to have them potentially dash drastically?
Possibly.
That would suck.
No, more likely this is just some elaborate punked thing.
Almost as elaborate as Ashton Kutcher marrying Demi Moore. That was the punked of all punks, don't you think?
Yeah.
You got nothing, do you?
No. No, we know the punked of all punks is what happened at the last UFC.
Ooh.
Punk got punked.
Punk got punked, yeah. Absolutely. That was awesome. It really was. You enjoyed that, didn't you?
Way more than I should have.
Yeah, I think you and me both, brother.
God, a human being is being mercilessly beaten and suffering.
Oh God, that hurt. That really hurt for real. What is this? That's worse than that little cyst I have on my back. Ooh.
No, back off. It's time for my comeback.
Can't help but wonder if he was trying to call the shots in the clinch.
Oh my God.
It would have been funny.
It would have.
Oh well, what can you do? So yeah, we'll just find out how that plays. Speaking about Raw, historically low ratings last Monday night, less than 3 million viewers, guys.
Heavy competition.
What was that, Omega?
heavy competition.
Well, yeah, they went head to head with both the presidential debate and Monday Night Football.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, back in the day, he said, using air quotes, ratings numbers, viewership numbers was a very big deal, because ratings even today still determine how much you can sell your advertising time for and to whom. Who's watching? How many of those people are watching? What are they going to buy? Who could we get to advertise their product? Is that big of a deal nowadays? You've got DVR, TiVo. Is TiVo still a thing?
Yeah.
Right? You got all of these smart televisions that will record your favorite programs for you. You know, the built-in DVRs. And you've got the network, you've got replays, you've got people watching online. So viewership is now exceedingly diverse, and the immediate numbers, I think, don't mean as much as they used to. It's the demographic that you want to hit, right?
The demographic you always want to hit. And the scary thing about that is WWE's demographic is not the younger one that they want. It's the older one that's been staying loyal to the product.
Mm-hmm.
No, but you are right. The TV numbers are not quite as important as they used to be, especially when you've got something like the network that's constantly funneling you in money directly.
Yeah.
But more than that, ratings are down everywhere. Like, the point is, people just aren't watching TV as much. You know,
you say people aren't watching TV as much, but let me ask you this. How many channels are out there as of right now today with cable, satellite, optic television?
Okay.
How many options do you have?
Optic television as opposed to audio television?
Well, no, optic TV. That's TV through the phone line with DSL.
Okay, I was just wondering what kind of TV doesn't require your optics.
No. Don't get
Is it a next, psychic TV?
Don't get next level physics on everybody that doesn't get where you're coming from.
I am sorry that I know the word optic.
Yeah. No, OPTIK, optic. I don't know how big it is down in the States, or if it's even a thing down there yet. You guys are the only ones who could answer that. Yeah. So, yeah. So, but with all of these different channels, is it a case of fewer people are watching TV, or more people are watching more different things? 'Cause there's more stuff to basically bake your brain on.
I don't know. Maybe a little bit of both, honestly.
Yeah. What do you think, Michael?
I got nothing.
Yeah, well, you take a look back at the Monday Night Wars. You had pretty much, with extended cable, 36 channels to choose from. You now have over 350 average.
Well, that's because we don't have – see, back then you didn't have the network. You didn't have – like you just said, you didn't have things to record, all that jazz and whatnot. Now it's coming to the point of – I don't want to watch it right now. I'll wait till later. It's on the network. I can watch it on the network. Or it's on Hulu and whatnot. That's why people aren't watching it, because it's already like, oh, okay. And I recorded. Okay, cool.
Well, you know, the thing about it is, back then, if you wanted to watch a program, you were enslaved, because if you wanted to watch that series show for show, you had to be in front of your TV at a certain time every week for that entire half hour or full hour. Nowadays, mm-hmm. like, I haven't had cable since 2014. I have not had cable TV since 2014, and I don't miss it. Is anything I want to watch, everything I want to watch, I can watch it either live or archived on the internet. There's tons of legal websites out there that carry current TV shows. You can watch live sports just by going to like NFL.com and buying what do they call that? NFL Sunday Ticket or whatever. NHL.com. They sell packages where you get every single NHL game you want to watch. And instead of paying, you know, $1,200 a year just for absolutely everything, you fork out $150, and if you're a hockey fanatic, like some people I know, you know, fork out $150, hook your computer up to your TV, surf over to NHL.com, and you can have six hockey games on your screen at once and watch all like six simultaneously. This is very similar to Back to the Future Part 2. That part they got right. You could watch multiple channels at the same time. So as far as the ratings go, I'm not too upset about it or worried about it. For WWE, it'd be nice if they got like 3.5, 4 million people watching as it aired. But nowadays, there's just way too much shit going on. It's not just TV. There's a lot more things out there for you to do whenever this program is on. Yeah, like you said, Mike, I'll just DVR, watch it later.
Yeah, I'll be honest. Most of my internet isn't even a TV show, period. I get most of my entertainment these days off of YouTube or other internet sites.
Well, so, yeah. No, I'm literally saving maybe $1,000 a year just with my TV viewing habits alone. And I've read up some. There's this brand new streaming service. They call it IPTV. And it's just like, VoIP phone, like Skype, but with television channels. Have you guys heard about IPTV?
Nope.
There are internet service providers out there. You buy a cable box, like literally you buy a TV box, and they give you packages just like, you choose packages just like satellite television and hook this box up to your modem and then up to your TV. And you get regular TV channels. I've actually been investigating one up here in Canada for, I think the best price for your basic package is only $17.95 a month. And, like the main cable companies like charging $25 or $30, something like that for the exact same thing. But with the cable company, you have to buy a cable box now because they've gone and buggered up all the regular channels. You can't hook up your cable directly to the TV anymore. And their claim for that is, oh, we need all of this bandwidth for all this other stuff we're doing for the internet. I personally think it's a way to try to keep people from stealing cable, but it's just, things are just so damn diverse. Yeah, sure. Fewer people are watching when it's airing, but when do the overall numbers come in and what numbers matter? You got to wait like 5 days to find out who DVR'd this, how many people. And even then, that's no guarantee that the people who DVR'd it watched it, but you still got that number to base everything off of. So instead of going to the advertisers on Tuesday saying these were our numbers on Monday, you got to wait till Friday, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Just to me, it makes it really, really difficult for networks, or it will in the very near future, make it really difficult for networks to determine what shows they should keep and which ones they should cancel, right? What do you think?
Yeah, I agree with that.
And that would include a program like Monday Night Raw. But, I think that they're very safe on USA Network in the States. I mean, up here they're on Sportsnet 360. And everybody in Canada who buys a sports package for their, like with their TV, they get Sportsnet 360. That's like, okay, that's included in this bundle for only $14.95 a month. So when is WWE going to put Raw and SmackDown live as it happens on WWE Network?
That's a long way off.
And is it a good idea?
Well, would SmackDown live on the WWE Network?
Yeah, just skip the TV and go straight to airing it on their own network.
Like they would keep it on TV, but simulcast it on the internet through the network.
There goes TV ratings.
Oh, yeah. But what potentially happens to the subscribership? Because when you're on the WWE Network and you're watching Raw live on the WWE Network, you're able to do more stuff, show more stuff, right?
Than network television. That's true. But we all know that people are not going to watch Raw right then and there. You guys, we all knew this. Mm-hmm. We're not going to watch SmackDown right given in there because it's always going to be that type of, ooh, is that a ECW pay-per-view? Oh, cool. Let's watch that. We all know that that's what's probably going to happen.
Well, there are times where I'm not at home on a Monday night and Raw's playing and I got my little phone with me. And if I had the opportunity to log into someplace and you hit the button and have Raw play live on my cell phone while I'm at like the library or if I have to go out shopping with the significant other for groceries or whatever, right?
It's true.
A lot of people would do that. And I think that would definitely positively impact the subscriber numbers, wouldn't it?
At the same time, though, if you take it off TV, now you don't have any place to advertise that your show is on your network.
No.
Like right now, it's acting as a cross-promotional thing. You get to watch the TV shows for free, but all the big deal matches and title defenses. No, you have to go to the network and pay for that.
Yeah, and how much of a stink would the networks that are paying WWE money, how much of a stink would they raise to find out that a lot of people can bypass just to go straight to the network to watch what they're offering, right?
That is the question.
So, yeah, it's like it's a whole big, messy issue. So, but yeah, I guess that's it for the ratings, and not as big a deal or as important as they used to be, which is a weird thing to think about. So, but anyway, oh, we brought up CM Punk getting punked in UFC not too long ago, Omega.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear Ryback, Skip Sheffield? He's thinking about giving it a shot, MMA.
Well, statistically, the odds are 50-50 right now that this might work.
He might go or he might not go. There's 50-50 there, and then he might be successful or he might fail. Omega, Mike, would he be another Brock Lesnar or would he be another CM Punk?
Honestly, I don't even know. I really don't. It's a toss-up. It really is. If anything, I would probably, I hate to say it, I'd probably give him the Batista run.
What do you think, Omega?
It is hard to tell how he would do. Like, problem is Ryback is so heavy built. He would need like a complete overhaul in just tone and the way he works out, and just for the sake of having the movement he needs in order to actually compete in MMA.
Mm-hmm.
He is a big lumbering sumbitch right now.
Yeah.
Like, that's not what works in MMA. He needs to be able to move. He needs to be quick. He needs to be able to dodge. I don't see him doing any of that.
Basically, what he needs to do is stop the weightlifting and the, more air quotes, the supplements. And actually get into working out aerobically, just so he could gain that movement, that flexibility, that mobility. Cause you can't just like, stomp through, the cage, the octagon, like an automaton.
Just ask Dave Bautista?
Ba-dum-bum.
Cause that was awful. Who had a worse MMA debut, Bautista or Punk?
Punk.
Yeah, Punk's was worse.
Punk's worse.
Well, that depends on your point of view. I thought it was pretty fucking awesome.
Not your point of view. It depends on what you think of Punk.
Pretty much.
Punk's was more enjoyable. That's the best way to put it.
Punk's was far more enjoyable.
So, but yeah, now we know that Punk definitely drew a lot of eyeballs to UFC when he debuted. A lot of people tuned in because they're fans of CM Punk. A lot of people tuned in to see if he'd be any good, and a lot of people tuned in hoping he'd have his ass handed to him, and I was one of those people, and I watched it, and I'm not a big UFC. I'm one of those fans that will watch UFC depending on who's fighting on the card that night. I won't miss a Ronda Rousey fight. I never missed a GSP fight. Brock Lesnar, yeah, I'll tune in to catch Brock. There are a couple other guys with UFC that I want to see how they do. I wasn't going to pay attention to the card at all that CM Punk was on if it wasn't for the fact CM Punk was on there. And it's the only reason why I watched that. And I wound up watching the entire show from the prelims right to the main event. And, yeah, the match of the night, the show stealer was CM Punk, but not for the reasons he'd want it to.
Oh no. Oh no.
Can't say it with a straight face.
Here's a question, Tim. Me and Omega were talking about this last night. Would you watch another CM Punk fight in the UFC?
That's a bit problematical. It would all depend, to tell you the truth, with me, honestly, how much downtime he's going to have, right? Mm-hmm. And what's he doing in that downtime?
Now the second part to that question is, since you're a booker, if you're Dana White, would you put him back on pay-per-view to see if you could draw another buy rate?
Well, initially, and here's where Dana White is smart. He said to CM Punk, sure, you can come and fight with us on a pay-per-view, because he knew that it was going to sell.
Right. No,
right? Now, hang on a second. Dana White, after CM Punk's fight, during the press conference, he basically alluded to, he directly said it without saying it directly, that CM Punk is done in UFC. He's more than welcome to go fight someplace else. And, you know, like, if he wants to keep this up, maybe learn MMA before he comes back. And then we'll talk about it. But, you know, like a year from now, you would think maybe CM Punk has got a lot more training under his belt and he's not such an arrogant little fucking tool when it comes to, mixed martial arts. Maybe he'll do good again, or maybe he'll do good.
You're asking CM Punk to not be an arrogant tool.
Yeah, well, you know.
Right. So, no, I actually had there's an actual question. You either put him on pay-per-view, or do you do the thing of put him on a UFC on Fox special to draw a rating?
I would say, listen, Punk, you want to come back? Go to a different promotion, get your licks in, start at the bottom, like you didn't want to do the first time after we told you, you've got to start at the bottom. Well, we were right, you were wrong. Work your goddamn way up. The kid that he fought, that was like, what, his second, third professional bout?
Third fight, yes.
Yeah, and he mopped up the fucking floor with Phil.
Well, the whole reason to bring up the question is, I believe that Dana White was thinking of bringing Punk back again. There, you know, he was open to it, his latest comment. That's why I posed the question, do you put him on TV or do you try to sell more pay-per-views?
Well, here's the thing. This is the way, you know, you wanted me to give you the promoter's viewpoint, and it's a little tricky because wrestling and mixed martial arts are two different animals. I would stick with what Dana White initially said. Go piss off. Go find some piddly ass little promotion where you can cut your chops. Then come back. When you come back, we'll put you on one of those weekly Fox specials. And then once you've had a few of those specials under your belt, then we'll talk about putting you on a pay-per-view. Let a few people see you get beat up for free first. So there's my answer. Does that qualify?
Sure.
Okay.
I was more intrigued by the tweet I was just sent. That's all.
Oh, what was the tweet?
Goes breaking. Kim Kardashian was held at gunpoint inside her Paris hotel room Sunday by armed men. She was not harmed, her rep tells me. Hashtag
damn.
CNN.
Hashtag what?
CNN.
Hashtag CNN. So, like, that was, like, genuine, or somebody's just being a smartass?
I don't know. Matt sent me the tweet. I just, yeah.
I don't trust Matt. And that's not saying anything nasty about Matt. I just don't trust him.
No.
I don't know why.
It came from a CNN news editor, so it is a verified tweet.
Okay, verified.
Yeah, so it's a legitimate tweet that he sent, so.
When she threatened to sit on the guy, is that how she got away?
Could be.
Hey, that booty would definitely, suffocate somebody.
There's your hook, Tim. Send us the break.
Everybody, time for a second break of the evening. On the way, out, don't forget that you still have time to vote for the all-time greatest. Go to WrestleTalkRadio.com and click. Out and about when your favorite WTR program is on the air. Don't worry, we've got you covered. You can listen to WTR on the go with TuneIn Radio. Just download the TuneIn Radio app for your Android or iPhone, iPad or tablet, and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. Best of all, it's free. What are you waiting for? Download the TuneIn Radio app today. Tune in to WTR wherever you are.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
As my client Brock Lesnar said, "Suplex City, bitch."
From the big returns.
So this is what it feels like to kick off Monday Night Raw.
To the shocking moments.
You will get your rematch. Put that man down. Your actions have consequences. And you know what? You're out of here. You're suspended. You know what? You're suspended indefinitely. Get out of my building now. Now get out.
and the moments that leave you speechless.
Snoop Mania, huh? Snoop Mania? Nah, Snoop Dizzle. It's called Axel Mania. And it's not a West Coast thing. It's not an East Coast thing. It's a worldwide thing. And I'm not going to sit back and listen to you talk about Snoop Mania when Axel Mania is running wild in Los Angeles. Bow, wow, wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Axel Mania is here to stay.
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Can't catch a WTR program live? Well, we've got three easy ways for you to listen whenever you want. First, listen to the Wild Talk Radio Network on iTunes. Just head over to iTunes and search for Wild Talk Radio Network and subscribe to our feed. Secondly, download the Stitcher Radio app and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. And finally, just visit the archive section right here at wildtalkradio.com and you can download every single episode of all your favorite programs. Best of all, it's free. Keep up to date and spread the word to your friends on how you can be part of the Wild Talk Radio Network listening experience.
Tuesday, Iraq is in for a Bella invasion. The stars of E's reality series, Total Bellas, Brie and Nikki, join the show to talk about all things Bellas.
Ryan and I got into our first fight, and that was crazy because I didn't realize that you fought with brother or sister-in-laws like my husband. I guess you do. We're very different people, but at the end of the day, we love each other. But it's just been amazing to be back and to be on SmackDown Live.
Listen to the special edition of The Rack this Tuesday afternoon, available at wildtalkradio.com and rackradioshow.com.
I'm just so excited to eventually share our panties with the world.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho, and you're listening to Wild Talk Radio. Don't stop listening, or I will find you. I know where you live. I have Google Earth.
To take me away back to strawberry fields and a God that was real till he took my sunshine away. I'm a liar at night, I'm a fighter by day, I'm a
And welcome back, WTR, Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, one of those rare nights where there's not a pay-per-view, but one of those rare nights where we're actually going to be talking about an upcoming pay-per-view.
So every other show we do.
Yeah, pretty much.
Except for the 16th.
Oh, what's happening on the 16th?
Nothing!
That's so weird.
I know.
How'd that happen?
I don't know.
How do we get it to happen more?
I don't know. Kill the brand split?
WTR brand split.
Oh, there you go. What is it? The Rock versus CB Radio?
I do both shows, so it doesn't really, it's a thing.
It makes no difference.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Wait, I'm looking for the card on WWE.com. It's like, there's no thing that says No Mercy. Like, where the hell is it? There, okay. Under older pay-per-views, you have to go find the card. Thanks.com. Thanks.
We planned this brand split.
So wait a minute, WWE.com screwed up and didn't actually post next week's matches?
No, they have the matches, but to find the show, I went under shows, and usually the upcoming pay-per-view is at the top. It says, replay, watch Clash of Champions on the man on WWE Network. You scroll all the way down, go to WWE pay-per-views, and it's all the way down at the bottom is No Mercy.
Oh, well, there you go. Wonderful.
Thanks. making it easy. By the way, Tim, tell them how they can enter this the pick'em.
Well, it's really, really simple. What you basically are best off doing is logging into Facebook and going to facebook.com/group/WildTalkRadioNetwork, facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork, and posting your pick'em picks. Or email them to media@wildtalkradio.com or tweet them to @wildtalkradio.com. And when you do, make sure that you tag @flamesforums.
Tweet them to @wildtalkradio.
Yeah, not .com, just @wildtalkradio.
Without the .com, yes.
.com. Oops. Yeah.
And we should all fade Matt's picks.
We should all what?
Fade Matt's picks.
We should fade Matt's picks? Yeah. Why?
Because he says he's done, and or he says we're bet against my pick. So, you know, that's fade his pick.
Oh, okay. There you go. And, okay, so this time around, we are going to institute the random thing picker again.
You've dusted off the random thing picker.
I've just dusted off the random thing picker website, so, yep.
Okay, good. I just realized I have to do sim matches this week. Fantastic. All right. So up first is the SmackDown Women's Championship, Becky Lynch versus Alexa Bliss. Mike, you're up first.
Lynch ain't losing it anytime soon. Lynch retains.
Omega?
Yeah, it'd be dumb to take it off her this fast. Granted, I know I'm talking about WWE, but I'll give it that much trust.
Tim?
Yeah, as far as I'm concerned, they've been pushing Alexa too hard, too fast. They're not dumb enough to take it off Becky just yet.
And the,
Becky Lynch!
And the random thing picker says?
Pick one, click, Becky Lynch!
It's a clean sweep, which you know what that means. Alexa Bliss.
Alexa Bliss.
Alright, the SmackDown tag team titles are on the line. Heath Slater and Rhino taking on the new and improved Usos? Omega? What do you think of their new outfits? And their new music?
Well, the new music was desperately needed. It's generic as hell, but it's desperately needed. I don't know. I wish we could have something. Number one, outfits I can't help but feel vaguely racist. Because they just dressed them up as like they just dressed them up as like street punks.
How is that racist?
I don't know.
To someone,
I just have that feeling.
To someone, it is.
Yeah, to someone is. You know what? I will retract that. I've been having a bad day.
Okay.
No, I fully support his idea that it's kind of sort of racist. Because to someone, it's racist. Because everything in this country. Is racist.
I'm glad I'm not in that country.
Okay, everything in this world is racist.
I hate when you qualify shit.
Everything in this entire WWE universe. No, anyway.
Yeah, don't go there.
No, I don't understand why the twins dressed identical when they were faces, and now that they're heels and they should be doing the twin bullshit like the Bellas were doing, now they dress differently.
You know what's interesting about that? You notice how they have new graphics for SmackDown and it's not like the promo shots they use?
Mm-hmm.
They actually, I believe, used the same picture of one Uso for the Usos graphics. Trying to find it now. But
you just reverse it.
No, it was two different pictures of the same Uso.
Oh, okay.
That's sort of a thing. Anyway, who's your pick, Omega?
My pick is, I know. I wish they had a name. What, Team Double Wide?
Team Cracker?
No, that's racist against rednecks.
I was going to say Team...
Rednecks aren't a race!
I was going to say Team Cracker, but that...
Oh, that's, that's racist!
But it's not. Rhino likes his crackers.
Okay, it's double entendre.
Exactly.
Definitely double entendre.
No, Slater and Rhino.
And there's the picture of the Usos. The same Uso.
Let me click over and call it up there on my page, and it's not there.
Yeah, the tattoo's identical. Like even if they have the same tattoo on the arm, it should be at least a little different.
Yep.
Click.
We wait for Tim to click an image in Skype.
Oh, you clicked it in Skype. I was looking at that's the same thing. Yeah, I'm looking at that. That's not the same picture of the Usos. It's not one Uso with two pictures.
The same Uso.
You're saying they used the same Uso twice?
Yeah.
No, they did.
Two different pictures of the same Uso.
No, it's not.
It is.
It is.
No. No, they're twins.
Twins with absolutely identical tattoos right down to the way they were actually done.
Well, yeah.
And
okay, I got to cut that out because I can't keep a straight face.
Okay. Good job, Tim. Well done. So you're going team double wide cracker. Got it.
Yeah, if this comes back from Kane Kitten's as you picking team double wide cracker, I'll lose my shit on the pick'em sheet.
Brent, you know what to do now. Tim, who you got?
Well, Reno's running for office in Michigan. When is that election?
November.
Okay, Usos.
Mike.
Usos.
Brandon.
But hey, Heath Slater keeps his job.
He does keep his job. And the random thing picker says?
Usos!
The Intercontinental title's on the line in a career versus title match. If Dolph Ziggler loses, he must retire as he challenges The Miz for the IC title. Tim?
Wow.
He won it one more match. So he put his career on the line.
Usually when somebody does that, you know they're going to win. Or they're going to move to a different brand, and next thing you know, we'll see Ziggler on Raw
because somebody is
leaving Raw and coming to SmackDown.
No, they absolutely specified it.
Yeah. Wink, wink.
No, they said that can't happen.
Okay. See, that part I missed. Shit. Well, just for shits and giggles, it's time for Miz to drop that stupid belt anyway, so I'm not calling the belt stupid, but... even though I just did. Screw it, Ziggler!
Mike.
Let's see. I'm gonna have to go with Ziggles. Or? Nope, never mind. Go with Ziggles.
I wanna know why you said or for a second.
See.
Or bust.
No, this was just my crappy logic. But I could see. If they were smart, which they're not, he could lose. And he can go with, for some odd mysterious reason, he'll go back to Spirit Squad. But you never know. Like I said, stupid logic.
Okay, that was indeed hashtag stupid logic.
Ziggler re-debuts as Mr. America.
So what does the random thing picker say?
Click. Ziggler!
Omega?
The random thing picker got to pick before me?
Yes.
He's trying to vary it up.
Yeah.
God, ask the thing picker about its insight about why it is actually going... the way it is going.
It can't answer that question because it's just a simple one or the other. Sorry.
No, Ziggler, like, they're out of places to go with this. Like, I hate these storylines because now it's just gonna, like, even if this is like an all or nothing situation, it's still gonna feel like Ziggler just got lucky this time. Now, if he pulls some bullshit to win this title and, you know, and like, actually, like, swerves us into a heel turn with it, fine. I don't foresee that, but it's really the only thing you can do at this point. And it's depressing that I have him on my fantasy team, and him winning the belt would be great for me. And I'm still just kind of going, he's going to win.
You're not overly excited.
I'm not.
Ziggler, sort of. You've lost that.
Time vampire.
So, there you go. Up next, Randy Orton versus Bray Wyatt. Random thing picker. Who you got?
Alright, let me just type it in. Orton versus Wyatt?
It's not ready.
Hey, that didn't work. Wait a minute, let me try that again. O-R-T-O-N-W-N-Y.
I go to the stupid thing, it's not even ready.
God. Well, yeah, you know, you should have warned me that you're gonna do that. Random thing picker says, fuck you. Randy Orton's gonna win.
I thought the random thing picker couldn't give opinions.
Okay, I paraphrased because Rock was being a dick.
You said I was keeping it a random, doing a variety, so everyone lead it off, including the random thing picker.
Well, you're still being a dick about it. And you know you were because you've got that little giggle underneath your breath. I'm being an asshole.
Yep. Yes, I am. Omega, your turn.
My name is Rock. I'm being an asshole.
Omega.
What were we doing again?
Orton Wyatt, pick one.
Orton Wyatt.
Randomly.
I'm going to make the fool's decision and go Wyatt. Because god damn, he needs it so desperately at this point.
He does. He really, really does. Alright, Mike, who you got?
Orton.
Okay, simple.
Finally give him a victory.
Finally give Randy Orton a victory.
Yes.
Tim?
Yeah, Orton.
No analysis.
It's a pay-per-view, right?
Yes.
Bray Wyatt's in a pay-per-view match?
Yes.
Yeah, Randy Orton.
Tune into the Rack Thursday night at 10 p.m. Eastern. I have some stats about that. Talk about Thursday. Anyway, shameless.
You're welcome.
Shameless shill I am for my show.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
I'm guessing Orton's stats of pay-per-view, not great.
Talk about Thursday.
You'll find out Thursday night at The Rock, 10 o'clock Eastern, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Tune in.
We need to have a pay-per-view match that's Wyatt versus Big Show. See how they manage to both lose.
Sadly, that can't happen. They're on two different brands. Thank you, Brand Split.
Wait for the draft.
Right. Big Show will be done by then.
Yeah.
Probably.
All right. He's going to get knocked out by Shaq, and he's gone.
Pretty much. All right, main event, WWE World Championship. AJ Styles defends against Dean Ambrose and John Cena, Mike.
Anyone but Cena.
More specific.
God damn it, AJ.
Was that really that hard?
No, but anyone but Cena.
So will the random thing picker pick John Cena?
No, random thing picker picked AJ.
Okay, Omega. Will you give John Cena his 16th?
AJ.
What, you don't think John Cena can do it?
Nope.
But it's John Cena. We're throwing out stats. John Cena pay-per-view. He always wins. It's a title match. It's a title match on a pay-per-view, and John Cena's involved.
It's AJ Styles.
I'm sticking with AJ.
Why?
Several different mitigating factors. Cena's still not back full-time, number one. Number two, what's a win going to do for Cena? Over AJ.
Who says he has to pin AJ?
Who says he doesn't? I'm giving the win to AJ.
What about?
Is it for the title?
Yes.
AJ wins. Shut up. Move on.
Thank you.
What? No love for Dean Ambrose? Has his stock fallen?
Oh wait, this is a triple threat.
Wow.
Welcome to the show, Tim.
Wow. So when you did the random thing picker, did you only put AJ and Cena?
Yep.
Ba da ba ba da bum.
And, okay, it has now picked AJ three times, Cena twice, and Ambrose once. AJ. Where are you? Are you lost?
I'm just amazed that you did not catch that was a triple threat. So.
I was multitasking and only paying attention to you with one ear.
Yes, Matt, you need to go back to making your own picks. Anyway, that's WTR Pick'em. You can...
That's all of it? There's no left? No more matches?
We did the WWE World Title match. That would be the main event.
Wow, that's the main event. Yeah. You know what? SmackDown needs more shit going on so they could actually fill a 3-hour pay-per-view.
We're going to probably get Nikki Bella versus Carmella in some sort of match. Maybe a no DQ match. That'll probably be a thing. We may get Baron Corbin in a match. Maybe against Kane, maybe against Jack Swagger. We'll see. So those are two other matches that will happen. And we'll review it all next week. But you can go to facebook.com/group/WildTalkRadioNetwork and give us your picks there.
Pick-a-doo-doo. Isn't it time for the all-time greatest?
Who's the man? Who's the man?
It's time for another WTR original.
I am the greatest.
All-time greatest.
Well, whoop the freaking do!
Help us decide what the greatest intro, submission move, or even the greatest title run ever truly is.
I hope I score.
Interact with us in the real-time chat and find out who or what will end up being the all-time greatest.
This week in the all-time greatest... The Nexus battles the McMahon-Helmsley regime. Omega.
McMahon-Helmsley.
How come?
It's the Nexus. That's another one of those teams where they had so much potential that went so awry. You know, that was the feud that basically ended when John Cena decided he wanted to beat the whole team by himself. And that's not how you make a great faction. Whereas the McMahon-Helmsley regime was pretty freaking dominant and effective for while they were around.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's one reason why we still compare what's going on in WWE to that era.
Right. All right. So one for the McMahon-Helmsley regime. Mike,
It was all good. Everything turned out really good with the whole Nexus, the beginning part, and then Super Cena said, yeah. And, but then the McMahon-Helmsley regime, it was just like, you can't fuck with us. Fuck that. The only way that we're going to die is if the man, is if McMahon kills us himself. So I got to go with the McMahon-Helmsley regime. Because at least someone was world champion in the stable.
Okay, Tim.
The McMahon-Helmsley regime, naturally, it was way more influential. It was a bigger deal. Yeah, it was only two of them versus, you know, 30,000. Yeah, the Nexus, they wound up being all of these guys that couldn't beat John fucking Cena. Big deal. McMahon-Helmsley, they basically affected, you know, that was the precursor to the Authority, right? So, there you go.
So there you go. Indeed, 100% of the people voted McMahon-Helmsley regime.
Only 100%? That's
only,
it?
Only 100%.
Wow, come on, people smarten up. Make it 200.
Up next, the Hart Foundation takes on the Dangerous Alliance. Mike.
Hart Foundation. No. Come, y'all not even gonna come back to me. This is a hard one.
Talk it out, Mike. Talk it out.
You had an amazing, amazing family. It was the Hart Foundation. And you can't beat the foundation itself. But then again, it was the good WCW and the Dangerous Alliance, though. Not gonna lie. Wait, the hell am I saying? It was Adonis, Rose, and who's the final one? Condry? Nope. Screw that. We're going to go with the Hart Foundation.
Okay. Omega.
Hart Foundation. You had good members in the Dangerous Alliance, both in ECW and WCW, and even AWA, where you have Paul Heyman leading them, so clearly something was done right. But you also have a team that's a lot less organized than the Hart Foundation was. You know, and no matter how strong your alliance is, it's not as strong as family.
Blood is thicker than water.
Alright, so that's another one for the Harts. Tim.
The original Dangerous Alliance was too regional. And, now when I say too regional, I mean it in both senses of the word. The original Dangerous Alliance, yeah, they were dangerous. Who said they were all over the place? Omega? Less cohesiveness, too many egos, taking over. Too many, guys wanted to be the cook in the kitchen. The Hart Foundation, from the original Hart Foundation to the final incarnation of the Hart Foundation, not to intentionally rhyme, it just happened. More cohesiveness, they had a leader, they had, basically, a regimented system. Nobody was trying to take the spotlight from anybody else. It was like an ensemble cast as opposed to, oh, look, we're all starring in it, but I get more screen time, which is what the entire Dangerous Alliance was. The Hart Foundation was part of a very small group of factions that actually dictated the course of wrestling for WWF, WWE, overall, as opposed to just a couple of segments. And the feuds that they had with everybody that they had, there was a trickle-down effect, and it was just felt by everything else going on. Just like, you know, with DX, there was a trickle-down effect, and everybody felt it. It was influenced by the Hart Foundation. So yeah, they get my vote for all-time greatest over the Dangerous Alliance.
60% of the people went with the Hart Foundation.
60% of the people are really smart.
Next week in the final matchups in the first round, the Aces and Eights take on the Authority, while the NWO takes on Evolution.
Oh, shit.
God damn it.
Next week in the all-time greatest.
Well, that said, let's just get to quick cuts and then go to bed.
Let's do it.
Time now for some Wrestle Talk Radio quick hits. Wow. That's right. It's that part of the show where our panel has 60 seconds to answer sometimes outrageous and ridiculous questions posed to them.
Wow.
step up to the plate and get ready for some Wrestle Talk Radio Quick Hits.
With tonight being Bound for Glory, we're going to mix things up, and we're playing a little Name That Tune. So, Mike, name this tune.
Hail Satan! Hail Satan!
Mike. I wonder.
Mike, who is it?
I give up.
I hope you got this. I'm totally stumped.
I got nothing.
I don't know if he's being serious.
I don't either.
I'm like totally serious.
Oh my
really?
God. All right, hold on.
Wait.
So who is it?
They're either saying Hail Satan or Hail Saban. So I think I'm going to go with either Chris Saban.
Or Chris Saint? Satan?
Chris or Dixie Carter.
Or Dixie Carter.
No, Dixie Carter, yeah. So Chris Saban or Dixie Carter.
All right, there you go. Yes, it is Chris Saban. All right, Tim, here's yours. Not as easy as Hail Saban.
You're asking me whose entrance theme that is for TNA?
For TNA.
TNA? You're asking me about something about TNA? Are you nuts?
Yes.
Broken Matt Hardy.
No. These are older TNA.
Oh, not Broken Matt Hardy.
Not Broken Matt Hardy or any version of Matt Hardy, no. The hint is, he's just not the coolest, he's not just the best.
Oh, fuck.
Come on, finish the line.
Damn it! It's stuck right between there and my mouth, and it won't come out.
Not just the coolest, not just the best. That, my friends, is...
Damn it. I'm suffering brain freeze. I'm locked right up at the moment. Fuck.
He was a former tag team partner of Lance Storm.
You're not helping me very much.
You're kidding me, Tim.
I'm, you don't get it. When I suffer this, this is from the brain injury. This is part of the thing that I go through once in a blue moon. God damn it.
I'll give you a hint. He's given you 20% of his name.
The guy that's really good at being bad at math.
It's not Scott Steiner.
Then it's his brother.
No.
I did error. Put me out of my misery. Just do it.
That's just not the coolest. That's just not the best. That, my friends, is just incredible.
Just incredible. God damn it, motherfucker.
Omega, here's yours.
Son of a bitch. I fucking hate this. The horn section trips something in my brain, but it's not connecting to anything.
Apparently, the PWI ranked him number 260 out of 500 in 2005.
Oh, that's a help.
I'm not going to be as cruel and just, you know, make your way down. That was D-Ray 3000.
I don't even know who that is.
He was in TNA for 3 years.
I never heard of the name.
Alright, Mike, you're up next.
Why is everyone else getting all the ones I know?
Yeah, I know, me too. I want that one. Give Mike the different one. I'll take that one. Mike, if you get this wrong, I'm kicking you in the nards.
You're going to have to kick me in the nards because I'm not that TNA fan.
All right, Tim, for the steal.
Shark Boy.
Bonus points if you know the name of the song.
No fucking way. I just know it's Shark Boy.
The name of the song is Eat Me.
Jesus.
Yeah, that would definitely be worth bonus points.
All right, and here, Tim, here's yours.
Son of a bitch!
He doesn't get this, I want to steal.
I know this, but I just can't recall the name. Because this was one of my favorite fucking songs at the time.
Oh, come
Tim was
on.
Down with the sickness.
Yes.
Yo.
Did you feel the pounce?
Ugh. Yeah, your hints are terrible, by the way.
No,
they're not.
No, they're not.
Well, no, you would say they're not terrible if you already got the name. These are the same guys that did Batista's. God damn it.
Omega, would you like to steal?
I would.
Alright, steal it.
Monty Brown.
Shut up! Fuck, I knew it.
And Omega, here's yours.
What the fuck? This is your bullshit you pull where everyone else gets stuff they should know and you give me shit. It's like, I don't think TNA remembers who the fuck that was.
Oh, I bet they do. This was the Flying Elvises.
What the fuck?
With bad Elvis impersonation in the song.
God.
Yep. And
it's Monty Brown and Just Incredible. I get D-Ray 3000 and the Flying Elvises.
The scary thing is, I would have gotten the Flying Elvises just like I got Shark Boy. Not TNA's prouder moment, but then again, they didn't have very many of them.
What is?
That's a very good point. What is? Now, before we wrap up the show, WTR Fantasy Week 5 update. Team Tim, Team Rock, and Team Intern had 8. Team Lindsay had 6. Team Omega had 16, and Team Mike has 18 for week number 5.
Oh, fuck.
I need it this week.
Overall, Team Rock has 75. Team Mike has 68, Team Intern 65, Team Lindsay 39, Team Omega 31, Team Tim has 10.
Team Tim officially quits.
You can't quit, that'll put me in last place.
Hey, Tim, you were in the positive this week. That's a start. You were in the black.
Yeah. Meanwhile, my phone is totally screwed up.
But that'll do for another edition of WTR Sunday Night.
Yeah, that's it. Don't forget, everybody, programming note. We are going to be on an hour later next week because of No Mercy, 9 o'clock Mountain, 11 o'clock Eastern. That being said, tomorrow night, immediately following Raw, tune in. It's the Raw Post Show.
11, 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll recap everything that goes down on Monday Night Raw. This is where I'm now I'm going to stop you, Tim, because I got many things to plug.
Well, then plug your ass off. I'm done.
Tuesday afternoon.
Not those kind of plugs.
Not those type of plugs. Tuesday afternoon, it's a special edition of The Rack.
I didn't mean that.
Where we'll be talking to Nikki and Brie Bella, the Bella Twins, all about the new show, Total Bellas, which debuts on E! Wednesday nights, 8 p.m. Eastern. Thursday afternoon, check out The Rack Extra Total Bellas. We'll recap everything that went down in that previous night's episode. Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, it's another edition of The Rack where we'll preview WWE No Mercy, NXT, and talk all the news you can handle. It's a lot of The Rack. Thursdays, 10 p.m. Eastern, go to RackRadioShow.com, Facebook.com/RackRadioShow, Twitter.com/RackRadioShow. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, YouTube.com/RackRadioShow, where you'll see all the WWE 2K16 Sims of WWE No Mercy. Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play, search Rack Radio Show. Because Tim's, I'm going to continue. So, Saturday night, midnight, this is another edition of CB Radio, the weird, the wacky, the unusual. We'll have Lone Jobber talking video games, and it's the first week of the the CB Radio Party election. Each candidate will give their opening statements on CB Radio this Saturday night, midnight-ish. Tune in, CBRadioLive.com, Facebook, Twitter, and .com is CB Radio Live. Still nothing. So, you can follow me on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. You can get this show on TuneIn Radio, search Wild Talk Radio Network. We're also on Stitcher and iTunes, search Wild Talk Radio Network. You can follow Tim on Twitter, right?
Yeah, Ab Flames Forums.
Don't you have a show, too, you're going to be doing soon?
Apparently, coming up in the next couple of weeks is a little hockey show called Fire on Ice. Tune in for more details. More details coming soon. And we will be bringing a brand new personality as a co-host on the show. Just so you know.
Hey.
Ooh.
Omega.
Well, pretty much everything I do can be found under the name TJ Omega, unless you want to check me out over on Facebook, in case that is TJ Reviews. But everywhere else, over on Twitter, it is TJ Omega. It is TJ Omega over on the exclusive website at TJOmega.org. It's also TJ Omega on YouTube, where I am constantly posting content and always have something I am working on.
Mike?
If anybody wants to get in contact with me, you can come and see me on Twitter at the WTR Oreo. Come on Twitter and at me.
He has like one plug.
For yeah, Mike, you've got to get more shit going on. So
I will. Give it time. Wait till 2K17 right. Comes out.
Fair enough. Fair enough. That being said, I think we're done. Are we done?
Yeah, we are done. Make sure you check out The Rack Tuesday afternoon, the Bella Twins.
That being said, hey, everybody, catch you next Sunday night immediately following No Mercy.
Bye.
Hasta luego.
WildTalkRadio.com.